But right now, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in this alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now, on the phone once again, is Planet Push Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Hey, good morning, Mark. God's on our team. You might as well go home.
All right, out of the gate. I got to take a hit. So, Lawton, yesterday was Memorial Day.
Yeah.
When we remember Americans who died in all those terrible wars over the years.
Let's get terrible?
Yeah.
I think you mean fantastic wars.
Whoa.
Thrilling wars. Mm. Or even, pardon my French, kick-ass wars.
How can you say that?
Kick-ass.
Lawton, wars are grisly, heartbreaking, disgusting events.
Oh, pardonnez-moi, Monsieur Lily Liver. Mm. I forgot. Your heart's constantly bleeding. Wake up. You've got to have war, Mark. Got to. It's like fluoride in the drinking water. Umbrella in the daiquiri, okay? Essential.
Hey, I got a question for you,
Lawton.
What are you talking about?
All right. Look at all the blessings that come from war. It weeds out the weak and the infidels.
No.
Keeps us focused. Great for the economy. Gives us a chance to try out all those new weapons. Hey, we paid for them. Keeps us occupied. Until the rapture comes.
Whoa.
War is like George W. two-terms mandate Bush down there in Crawford. Clearing brush, okay? Making everything clean.
That's war. Dude, war serves no function. None. Okay?
Well, what about war movies?
Oh.
Those have to be based on something. Your precious Hollywood would collapse without war movies. What about video games? Those are turning out to be a real nice training tool for the soldiers. Better than football or date rape.
What?
You know,
Whoa. You justify war because of video games?
No,
what?
Of course not, Mark. Here's my point.
Okay.
Every bad thing happened when this country wasn't in a war.
Uh-huh.
Look at Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
No war, disco.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Yeah,
Ronald Reagan was afraid we'd go that one, so he threw us a nice little feel-good war in Grenada, picked us right up. He was so right. And in the 90s, under, you know who?
Yes.
No war, oral sex. Okay, case closed.
Did you ever fight in a war, Lawton Smalls? Did you?
I'm fighting in one right now.
Oh, are you?
War against you, tinfoil hat liberal.
Oh, shut it.
Yes, sir. I'm a veteran of the war against the war against Tom DeLay.
Oh,
I'm an army of one. Full metal Lawton.
Oh,
right
yeah,
here,
really?
Buddy.
Okay, all right. So you ever been in combat, seen any action there, big guy?
Well, no, Mark.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. Why should I deny all those fine Hispanic and black fellas their chance to become heroes?
Oh, my God.
I'd just be in their way. That's hate speech.
Now, look, Cheney and those other chicken hawk neocons have never seen combat either, my friend. Bush can stand up there at Arlington Cemetery and make his speeches about patriotism, but he has no idea what real sacrifice means or what real suffering means. He's a coward and a hypocrite, and we're going to be paying for his bogus wars for a generation, my friend. Go ahead and cry, little baby. Yeah.
You cried movies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord. When the kids in my neighborhood would play war, I'd have to stay inside and practice the jello.
One time,
my mom let me go out to play war. The other kids made me a hot
dog. Oh, no.
They blindfolded me and made me drink Pepsi through a straw up my nose. It burned up.
Oh, my God. Take it easy. Pull it together, will you? All right.
Wow.
All right, cello time is over.
How much did you cry?
I just a little. I just cried a little.
I want to see it because sometimes I
don't. You're going to make me cry in a second if you don't pull it together.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, boy.
Okay. He sounds like he has that lung thing.
War keeps you physically fit.
No.
You know, it's great for the eye, your abs, and your quads.
All right, Lawton. Goodbye, Lawton.
I'm going to that movie.
You better go alone because you're going to disrupt everybody with your bawling.
All right, buddy. God loves you anyway.
All right.
Deal with it.
God loves me anyway. Anyway, thank you. Goodbye, Lawton. God loves me anyway.
Anyway.
Anyway.